USA News, I'm John Schaefer. It's not just tornadoes, but also drenching rain and hail that's impacting communities as disaster recovery efforts begin across the South this week. USA's Ryan Daniels has more.
A series of storms swept across the region Wednesday, northeast of Houston, Texas. The Southern Baptist of Texas Disaster Relief Arm out with a statement said they sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. Earlier, separate reports had confirmed tornadoes Wednesday caused damage in both Texas and Louisiana.
O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76 after battling cancer. That's according to his family. Notorious for his involvement in the 1990s murder case of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, Simpson captured media attention during a televised slow-speed chase through Los Angeles before his arrest. Despite being found not guilty of those murders, he later faced imprisonment in Nevada for robbery and kidnapping charges related to the alleged theft of his memorabilia. Reactions are still pouring in following the passing of O.J. Simpson. Jeff Michaels, a former L.A. TV news reporter who chased Al Cowling's Ford Bronco with Simpson in the back during that infamous slow-speed pursuit.
As a journalist, someone of mixed emotions, because I really don't want to give the man more celebrity than he already had. It's at the sacrifice of two lives.
Simpson passed away Wednesday in Las Vegas. Hispanic backing for the southern border wall is on the rise, with 42% of respondents in an Ipsos Telemundo poll of Hispanic adults expressing support for constructing a wall or fence along the entire U.S.-Mexico border. This marks an increase from 30% in December 2021. Former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson expected to hold a press briefing Friday at Mar-a-Lago. Trump's ongoing assertion of electoral irregularities in 2020 expected to be a central theme. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
A new projection suggests that President Biden's recent plan for student debt relief may come with an estimated price tag of $84 billion for taxpayers. Examined by the Penn Wharton budget model, the analysis dissects five facets of Biden's proposal to calculate the total expenses of the measure. There's a chance of rolling out the plan before the November election. The model indicates that the largest expenditure would likely arise from Biden's idea to forgive up to $20,000 for borrowers with outstanding interest balances. House Leader Mike Johnson's speakership is in trouble. We get the latest from USA's Corey Myers.
A key vote on a bill to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act failed on the House floor. Just another sign of Republican infighting under Speaker Mike Johnson's leadership.
But it's pretty clear and obvious and being whispered among the conference. Mike Johnson does not have the support of the conference.
Marjorie Taylor Greene after that vote. 19 Republicans broke ranks with party leadership and voted against that measure.
The CDC is currently looking into cases involving counterfeit Botox injections. The origin of the injection remains undisclosed at this time, but collaborating with health departments in Tennessee and Illinois, where a number of instances of illnesses have been documented, the CDC is actively engaged in the investigation. And the U.S. military this week rescued three men who had been stranded on a Pacific island for days. They were able to spell the word help out in palm leaves. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.